My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, in this week before New Year's, take comfort in knowing that the world is getting better all the time. I was listening to a podcast the other day from philanthropist and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates on whether people can really change. Along with his co-host Rashida Jones, they talked about personal change as well as making change in the world. Gates is mostly interested in the change in the world category, and he doesn't just talk about it. Both personally and through his foundation, he has given billions of dollars to improving global health and gender equality. He warned about the potential for a pandemic years ago, but instead of saying, "I told you so," when it happened, he has provided more than $100 million toward developing the current COVID-19 vaccines. Beyond his smarts and his generosity, what strikes me most about Bill Gates is his optimism. He sees the world as moving in a positive direction. Sure, we have setbacks, and progress is sometimes more of a zigzag than a straight line. But in general, things are getting better. He suggests looking at the world from 200 years ago, which isn't really such a long time. Back then, there was no electricity. One-third of all children in the world died before the age of 5, and communication was pretty minimal. Between innovations and what he calls people's basic humanity, we have made the globe healthier, safer, and somewhat more equitable. The good news goes well beyond that, but most of us just aren't aware of it. We hear all the negative headlines. One survey showed that most Americans believe global poverty is on the rise, when in fact the exact opposite is the case. According to economists at Columbia University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, extreme poverty has decreased by 80% in the last 50 years. Another person who is trying to make us see how the world is getting better is Harvard psychologist, linguist, and popular science writer Steven Pinker. In his book, Enlightenment Now, he offers dozens of charts showing the upward swing of human progress in education, prosperity, and health. As he puts it, none of us are as happy as we ought to be, given how amazing our world has become. In Pinker's view, the Enlightenment values of reason, science, and humanism moved us in the right direction, and continue to do so. Not surprisingly, Bill Gates is a huge fan of Steve Pinker and has called Enlightenment Now one of his favorite books. The book can be a tough slog, which is why I was amused by the points from the book that Gates pulled out to highlight. If you're looking for reasons to be grateful and optimistic that the world is getting better, try these. First, you're 37 times less likely to be hit by a bolt of lightning than you once were. It's not that there are fewer storms, but we have better weather predictions and better understanding of safety. Second, time spent doing laundry has dropped from 11.5 hours a week 100 years ago to 1.5 hours now. That may not sound like a big deal, but the invention of the washing machine changed life for a lot of people, mostly women. That extra 10 hours a week allows women to do things that they can enjoy or that really matter, or to advance their careers. Third, people are getting smarter. IQ may not be a perfect measure of intelligence, but the global IQ score is rising 3 points every decade. The reason is that kids' brains are developing more fully because of better nutrition and a cleaner environment. We're also getting better at analytic and abstract thinking. The list of advantages and progress go on and on, some serious, some fun. A lot of people objected to Pinker's book. Some just don't believe in science and reason, which I think is too bad. Others pointed out that even if global conditions have gotten better, there is still individual pain and suffering. And of course, that is true. But I am encouraged by Pinker's view that we're moving in the right direction. As he writes, we will never have a perfect world, and it would be dangerous to seek one, but there is no limit to the betterments we can attain if we continue to apply knowledge to enhance human flourishing. So as we move toward a new year, let's be grateful for what we have attained in the greater scope of things. Yes, we've had a terrible pandemic, but science has also brought us a vaccine, or several vaccines. We have lights and computers and hope. We have people like Bill Gates who care about ending global illness and poverty and are putting their vast fortunes to making the world better. We can be grateful for washing machines and increased intelligence and the reduced risk of being hit by lightning. We can always choose to see the world from many different viewpoints. And today, I hope you'll choose to be grateful for all the positive achievements we've made and allow yourself a little optimism for the year and years ahead. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to bring joy and gratitude to your New Year's Eve. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.